sheets are so soft and they smell so good. Wait, this is not my bed. Wait, this is not my bed. Where am I? Okay, it's too early for daylight. Wait. What time is it? Where's my phone? Where's my phone? Am I in Brooklyn? Oh God, it's Wednesday. Please don't let it be past 10. Oh God. It's 9:45. Perfecto. I have 15 minutes to get from God knows where in Brooklyn all the way to Manhattan. Shh. Don't wake her up. Don't wake her up. Ah, good morning, Sunshine. Don't remember her name. Sunshine will do. Last night was fun, huh? I don't remember it at all. I gotta run. You didn't tell me you lived in Brooklyn. I'm gonna be so late for my test. I don't know if I mentioned that last night. I'm in law school, Columbia. It's pretty great. Sorry I broke that thing. Okay, bye, cutie. Later. Oh, shoot. Come on. Pick up.
Hey, what's up? I'm running out the door. Gonna be on time to Birdie's for once.
Dude, I have a major favor to ask.
What is it this time?
What is it this time? Dude, I never ask you for anything.
Just ask me what you're gonna ask me, okay?
Not with that attitude, I won't.
Okay, great, because I'm busy. Bye.
No, wait. Sorry. Okay, I woke up in Brooklyn 2 hours later than I should have, and I just remembered that I have a pet cat.
This is not as cute as it used to be. And in my opinion, it wasn't that cute to begin with.
No, dude, this test is like major.
Janet is gonna get fed. I'll just be late to Birdie's. It's whatever.
Thank you.
It's for Janet, to be clear.
Dude, first James is sick of my crap, and now Kat's gonna be too? Come on. Isn't this what your 20s are all about? I guess I'm basically at the end of my 20s, but I can get it together next year when I'm technically in my 30s. All I can focus on is today and acing this frickin' test. Let's go! Let's go. Ladies, how hangs it?
It hangs in perpetuity. The retrograde is imminent. And I don't know about you, but for me, it's palpable.
Yeah, same. How's the hangover?
What? Hangover? There's no hang... Doesn't matter. I aced my test. Sorry about this morning. Do you hate me?
No, of course not.
Thank God. I can't deal with another friend hating me.
Who's hating on you, sweet man boy? Here, take my matcha. I'm positively vibrating.
I mean, you know, James just isn't speaking to me.
He's kind of not speaking to any of us, though, right?
Well, nah, like, I know he's flaking on stuff, but I ran into the dude last night in Brooklyn, and he was, like, super avoidant.
Wait, what do you mean? Where in Brooklyn?
Dude, I don't remember too good, actually. It's probably nothing. I must have done something to piss him off while I was in a stupid state. I don't know. It was weird.
I don't know. I don't think it's you. He's not even really spending time with Sarah, either.
Why do you think that could be?
Maybe it's time to examine his chart a little more closely.
And let me give you... Oh, wait! Oh, I'm suddenly 1 second away from yakking all over this table.
Sam! Gross!
I barfed in the trash can, in full view for the patrons of Birdie's, but safely out of sight from my friends. As I was cleaning last night's nachos off the front of my shirt, I couldn't stop thinking about what I'd seen James doing the night before. And by not telling Kat and Deidre, was I complicit in James's lies? I mean, I'm kinda a notorious liar. Hello, law school. So does it even matter? The night before, something weird had happened. Well, a lot of weird stuff happened, but the main weird thing that happened was regarding James and some mysterious woman named Kendra. That girl from Brooklyn that I decided to go for a couple drinks with, just a couple responsible cocktails, you know, nothing crazy, at this snazzy little hole in the wall in Park Slope. I never find myself at a cocktail bar in Park Slope, which is why I was absolutely shocked when I saw James in the corner talking to some chick I'd never seen before. Yo, James! I was shocked. but the dude barely blinked.
Samuel, how are you, bud? I haven't seen you in a sec.
Yeah, dude, we missed you at Birdie's the other day. And I texted you.
Everything's good, though? That's a nice blazer. New?
Yeah, still in my, like, lawyer and training clothes. Who's your friend? I'm Sam.
This chick who he was with wasn't even acknowledging me at all. She was buried in her phone, just typing away.
My work friend Kendra. She's still working, apparently.
Dude, work friend. You sound like a real grown-up, man.
I'm a real grown-up, Sam. Feel free to become one yourself anytime.
That wasn't funny to me. Other people make fun of my messiness, but James, like, always has my back. This was only getting weirder.
All right, dude. Well, I'm having a girl meet here, so should we join you or...
We're actually heading out. So good to see you, champ.
James and this Kindred chick just took off. It wasn't until they were out the door that I noticed their drinks were still full. And then it hit me. James had acted cool as a cucumber, but he was totally freaking out. He didn't introduce me to Kendra. He just avoided all my questions, and then he immediately left. The James I know would have just totally stayed for a drink or two just to get the down low on this girl I was meeting up with. Heck, the James that I know wouldn't even be here. He'd be at home with his fiance and my bestie, Sarah. I knew exactly what was going down. After my hungover coffee date with Kat and Deidre, I really started feeling super awkward about lying. James is my guy, bro code and all, but Sarah is my girl. And like James suggested, I should try being a grown-up sometimes. And I hate that he said that. Which I think might actually mean telling the truth. Not all the time, but sometimes, for sure.
Seriously? You want a table alone?
I gotta talk to you about something.
Are you stoned? It's 10 in the morning on a Thursday.
Yeah, and I scored in the 98th percentile on my exam yesterday, so who cares what time it is? I work hard, I play hard, and I gossip really hard, so come on.
You are so annoying. What's up?
I'm thinking this salad with the french fries in it sounds good.
Your usual, yeah. Okay, tell me what's going on.
James is having an affair. I saw him in Park Slope the other night.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually where I heard everyone takes their mistresses. Sam, that is such a huge accusation.
Look, I'm going to get real with you. I've traditionally been a liar and a cheat. That's why I'm going to be a kick-ass lawyer, right? I know it when I see it. And I freaking saw it. He was being shady as hell.
James wouldn't even know how to cheat.
You're forgetting an important piece of evidence.
Okay, counsel, present Exhibit A. Quickly, before my manager notices that it doesn't take this long to place an order for a french fry salad.
He's had a front row seat to all the times I've cheated and gotten away with it.
So?
So, I inadvertently taught the dude everything I know!
Yeah, men are repulsive, which is exactly why I'm thrilled to be a lesbian. Although, women are upsetting in a different way, especially 25-year-old women who live in Queens. Okay, continue.
Kat was having a hard time believing what I was telling her. But to me, I had cracked the case, which had me thinking, maybe I should be in detective school instead of lawyer school. Is detective school a thing? I wasn't kidding when I told Kat that James had seen me at my total worst like 1 million times before. The first time I met the dude was when my first girlfriend was breaking up with me for, well, you know, like being a dumb guy. It was the first week of college, and it had taken me less than a week to cheat on my girlfriend back home and for her to find out. I had just stepped out of this epic house party to plead my case with her over the phone.
Bubba, come on. I didn't do anything. That picture was for you. I was just calling you the wrong name to be silly. No, wait. Don't hang up, please.
You're just calling her the wrong name to be silly? Well, I'm sure you gave it your best shot, but that was...
You don't think she bought it? Dude, I am so screwed.
What was the picture of? Can I see it?
Dude, I'm so screwed. Wait, no, it's not funny, man. I'm a jerk.
We all make mistakes, dude. That's how we learn to be better.
You're so right, and so awesome. I'm Sam.
James.
In theory, making mistakes is how one would learn to be better. When it comes to school with papers and exams, I'm a superb learner. But when it comes to life's lessons, I'm a dumbass. I'm a dunce. A few years later, I was being kicked out on my butt by yet another rightfully enraged girlfriend. James showed up to help me move.
So she's kicking you out of the apartment because you lied basically constantly about basically everything. And you're wondering, do you deserve to take the couch?
I mean, we went halvesies on it.
Oh, well, if you went halvesies on it.
Okay, I get it. No couch.
And you're smoking pot inside.
Yeah, she's gone for the whole day, man. She's not gonna smell it.
All right, Sam. So, I know you have a good heart. It's why I choose over and over to stay friends with you, despite your despicable behavior. But at some point, that good heart has to come forward and make some of your decisions.
I know the couch was a no-go, but the TV is, like, definitely mine, right?
I'm not helping you steal this poor girl's TV.
Sometimes I feel like I don't really have that angel on my shoulder to fight with the devil on my other shoulder. Or maybe I do, but I can't really hear him over the noise of the devil giving me exciting ideas. But maybe I don't need the angel on my shoulder because, and not to be corny or anything, because James has always felt like the angel in my life. It's like that time he saved my life when this dude became homicidal because he may have possibly maybe found me in his girlfriend's bed. I didn't know she was your girlfriend, dude, I swear! Well, hey, that almost hit my face. Oh, whoa, oh, I see, you're aiming for my face.
Sam, come on.
Oh, would you look at the time? My brother is here to pick me up and take me home for Sunday dinner. Oh, whoa, whoa.
Hurry, get in. That guy scares me.
Oh, holy crap, holy man. I really stepped in it this time.
I'd say I can't keep doing this with you, but to be totally honest, this one's kind of fun. We're speeding off in a getaway car. How, Sam?
I was just helping an undergrad study for a stats exam. We really got into some, you know, complex problems that needed to be solved.
You have some complex problems.
I thought I was gonna die in there. Thanks for always holding me accountable, dude.
Yeah. Picking you up in a getaway car is totally holding you accountable and not enabling you at all. Am I just as bad as you?
Dude, no. You're literally perfect. You and Sarah are like a power couple of kindness.
Huh, thanks.
Can I smoke in here?
Dude, I'm gonna kick your ass and hand you back to that girl's boyfriend.
Ugh, whatever. Since James has helped me navigate this dark road so many times, I wanted to do the same for him. But first, I needed proof that he was having an affair. Yo, dude, thanks for meeting me here. I told you to wear a disguise.
I thought you were joking. Your disguise is, what, somebody going to a farmer's market?
Did you read the email?
Sammy, I don't feel comfortable talking about even the possibility of James having an affair. It just feels disrespectful to Sarah.
Dude. It would be disrespectful to Sarah to not consider it. Which is why we're going to break into their apartment while she's at hot yoga with Deidre, and we're going to search the place for clues.
No, Sam. The fake mustache is getting to your head.
Yes, Frankie. No, it's not.
Are you high?
Why does everyone keep asking me that?
You're usually high.
Listen, dude. I'm thinking as clear as a cucumber.
Not a saying.
They leave for hot yoga in 15 minutes. We have a very small window of time here to figure out what's going on with our friend. Don't you want to know?
I don't know if I want to know anything anymore.
Oh, dude, hold up. I gotta buy one of these caramel apples.
You are high. I knew it. How'd you know that window would be unlocked?
They always leave it unlocked. I'm an observant guy.
Observant isn't really the word I would most readily use to describe you. This feels wrong.
Well, no sign of an affair in their silverware drawer.
And what exactly am I looking for?
The underwear that doesn't exactly look like Sarah's underwear.
Oh, right, because I totally know what kind of underwear Sarah wears. Sam!
Okay, bad example. We're looking for secret love notes, phone numbers, strands of long blonde hair on the suit jacket.
Ugh, I'm so annoyed the class is full.
No. They're home early. I'm gonna cry. This is the worst thing to ever happen to me.
Shh. Shut up. Shush. Just act natural. Act like we're supposed to be here.
I'm scared of your internal world. If it is at all possible for you to act natural in this situation.
You know, I'm really not impressed that my psychic didn't predict this kind of disturbance today. I may need to find a new...
Deirdre, are you okay?
What are you two doing here? You scared me.
We're just hanging out.
Who's here? James? Hey, guys. What's going on? Where's James?
Oh, ain't that the question lately?
What? What's going on?
Sarah, I can't lie to you. We broke in because Sam thinks James is having an affair, and we needed to find clues, and so...
Dude!
My psychic is so fired.
Sam, you are unbelievable. You think that just because you have cheated on every single girl you've ever come into contact with, just because you are a walking pile of human garbage, that James must be too?
I saw him in Park Slope with this chick named Kendra.
I've never heard of anyone named Kendra.
That's my point.
You know why James isn't answering your texts, dude? It's probably because he's sick of cleaning up your messes. Not because he has one of his own. How did you even get in? This is such a violation.
Boys, invading a woman's sacred space is... bad karma. Bad, bad karma.
Sarah, I'm so sorry. I don't want bad karma, and I don't know if it's even meaningful, but we did actually look, and we did not actually find anything.
That's because there's nothing to find. Just go. Deirdre's gonna swing a pendulum over me or something.
Yes, yes. You need it now more than ever.
To be a good friend, I had to consider Sarah's point of view. I hadn't forgotten something pretty cringe that had happened at James and Sarah's engagement party a few months back.
Kat, you're the best for throwing us a party.
My queen, of course. I can't believe two of my very best friends are engaged.
Oh my god, I'm engaged to James. Aw, and you were there when we met.
Remember Pepe?
Oh no, Sam just walked in and he doesn't look good.
Congrats, dude.
Is this an open bar?
Samuel, you've arrived. You missed the cake, man.
Oh, okay.
Come have a cigarette with me.
Cigarette?
Come on. It's my engagement party. I can have a little cancer stick as a treat.
I can't stop messing up. What's wrong with me, dude? I'm like seriously having like a crisis. I thought things with Kirsten were gonna be different.
Well, Sam, in order for things to be different, you have to be different.
I'm me, dude. I'm always gonna be me.
This is my engagement party, which is supposed to be a celebration of my commitment to the love of my life. And you've shown up late and drunk and sad and self-centered.
Well, dude, I was just...
No, man, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of missing out on my own life because I'm trying to help someone who does not want to be helped. So I'm going to go celebrate me and Sarah now. Because it's easy loving her. It's easy choosing her every day.
Thinking back, my theory that James was having an affair started to feel a little weak. I started thinking maybe he hadn't learned how to be an expert douche from me. Maybe he learned what mistakes not to make from me. I started feeling really super crappy about breaking into their apartment and roping Frankie back into my messy behavior. I figured I'd try to act like James and be a decent guy for once.
Why are you ringing the doorbell? You should just come in through the window.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
Did you two coordinate this?
Did who two coordinate what?
I brought flowers and banana bread for my apology.
I didn't know Frankie was here. And if I knew he was bringing apology stuff, I would have brought even better apology stuff.
Just whatever, come in. Listen, it's true that James has not been... how much? But the fact that you actually thought he could do that...
Sarah, I was being an idiot. As always. James is a good guy. He wouldn't have an affair. Especially not with some chick named Kendra.
I feel like I look so stupid. Like, my best friends are sneaking in my apartment to find proof that my fiancé is cheating on me.
Look, when I saw him, he seemed really upbeat and energetic. Like he's got a lot going on.
Right. He's busy. In a good way.
Yeah. He's busy in a good way.
Sam? Any chance he brought a little puff puff?
Dude, duh.
Okay, but I'm not going near the stuff because I will start panicking about the fact that I now have twins.
It felt good to see Sarah happy. And if Sarah's happy, then how bad could things be, right? I guess I'm staying in law school since I'm kind of a crappy detective.